So, Pastor always, most of the time, follows the lectionary, and I have had this thing about a burning heart for a couple weeks, longer than that. So, I'm going to ask you to indulge me this morning. I'm going to read, it's a little long, so just bear with me, but I feel like if I read this, then we don't have to, I just feel like it would be easier. So, the passage is in the New Testament in the book of Luke, and it's verses 13 through 35. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped, short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have been happening there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen an angel who told them that Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe that all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all of the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus at the end of their journey, and Jesus acted as if he were going on. But they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and he blessed it. Then he broke it and he gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him. At that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us? He talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us." And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. And there they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter." Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking down the road, and how they recognized him as he was breaking the bread. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God.